Time to play What Was Found in the WSGW Lunchroom. You can play the home version, too, of course.
You know, I'm so glad I'm at home now.
Do we know where that came from?
I do not know.
No, we don't.
We started playing this game several months ago when we discovered somebody left a couple of packages of the seaweed.
Nori.
Remember the seaweed? And then we found the hamburger helper.
Yeah.
Though at least we know that was from you.
That was from me. Mm-hmm. Same with the dishwasher detergent as well.
That's right. Yeah.
You're forgetting the candy corns.
No, that wasn't left. That was intentionally brought.
That was intentional.
Oh, yeah.
That was a taste sample.
We had the German advent calendar.
Remember some
advent calendar from Germany with the chocolate
with
inside.
The chocolate inside. Yeah.
So, and now, now we have beautifully packaged.
It is floral
and still wrapped and aromatically very pleasant, I might add.
Not something a bunch of guys are going to want.
No, which might narrow it down to who brought it in. It's a relaxation spa set. All the essentials to create your spa moment at home.
Hey, maybe Art could use it. He's at home.
Need some pampering at home there, Art?
No comment.
It's a pretty box,
and this was
too.
Left in the lunchroom, by the way.
Yes, in the lunchroom. Yes, again, this was in the lunchroom, ladies and gentlemen. Anything that we bring forth from the lunchroom, we just don't know.
That survives. That will
so
survive.
People in the building. Why are people dropping stuff from the lunchroom?
It's because that will survive the vultures.
Yeah. Don't be too. I don't know. I don't know.
You don't think so?
I'm not sure.
I'm thinking, when's your wife's birthday coming up, Dave?
Yeah.
August.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I don't think something that I found in the lunchroom would go over very well as a gift.
Well, you don't tell her.
But we'd like to watch. You know?
It's prettily packaged in a nice pink box, and it's still sealed. And contains, it looks like, up to four items here.
Yeah, what are they? What?
Let's find out.
I think Mary would love to have that, Charlie.
There you go.
Well, here on the back it says, let's see, it's a soothing, relaxing ensemble to help you create a blissful spa experience. Treat yourself at the end of your day to a peaceful soak in the tub. It includes bath salt. Soak your cares away. Pour a handful into warm bath water. Stir water to help dissolve the salts. Rinse tub thoroughly when finished. Well, no, that's... Wait a second.
Those are the instructions.
Yeah. If I've got to stir the water, then rinse thoroughly when I'm done.
Clean the tub.
I never understood bath salts. You know, brine myself, and then what do? Get on the rotisserie to dry off?
How about it also includes a bath fizzer. You drop the fizzer into warm bath water. Enjoy the fizzing effervescence as you bathe. Rinse tub thoroughly when finished. I'm hearing a trend here.
I would hope you'd do that anyway.
We also have some hand and body lotions. Smooth the lotion over hands and body to keep skin silky, soft, and nourished. Use only as directed, by the way. And it also contains a soy candle.
Candle while you're soaking in the tub.
There are no instructions with the candle. All it says is
a light with therapy.
To prevent fire, burn within sight, keep away from things that may catch fire. Keep away from children and pets. Always leave 21 centimeters between burning candles.
21 centimeters?
That's what it says. CM centimeters.
Oh.
Yes. And it also says, place on a protected heat-resistant level surface with approved container away from flammable items and heat sources. Burn for no longer than 3 hours at a time. Avoid using in drafty areas.
No.
Avoid trimming. Trim the wick to a 1/4 inch between uses. Keep wick trimmings and debris clear from wax pool.
Very detailed.
Container might become hot. Handle with care and allow it to cool before moving. Extinguish if flame becomes enlarged. Contact the...
At least it'll smell good, though.
Never leave a burning candle unattended.
This is destroying the principles of the spa
set. No longer...
I'm wondering if that 21 centimeter rule applies to all candles. Otherwise, the people put menorahs are in trouble.
Right.
Well, let me measure the distance between mine. I'm not sure. I have to check and look.
I bet it's not 21 centimeters.
I'll bet it's not. That'd be a big menorah.
It sure would.
You'll also be happy to know underneath the bath salt and the bath visor are warnings. This is not food. Do not eat. Because that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this looks tasty to me.
Wait a minute now. In normal times, that bunch at the radio station, that warning would be applicable.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, I'm sorry. Nope. Definitely, it's as pleasant as it looks and as nice as it smells. I'm sorry, I'm reading more. Caution. Excessive use or prolonged exposure may cause irritation to skin and urinary tract.
Whoa!
Discontinue use if rash, redness, or itching occurs.
Read the fine print.
They don't want you sitting in there for 3 hours, apparently.
Doesn't sound like a fun spa trip.
Consult your physician if irritation persists.
Well,
so much for the spa experience. I'm going to need a spa experience after apparently using this.
I think someone brought that in who doesn't like cleaning the tub.
They don't like following all the rules.
Here, somebody else can take their chances. Who knew something as pleasant and aromatic as something as pleasingly packaged that would seemingly be so innocent that has such dangers involved? That's why I always read the fine print. Thank you.
That's very, very good.
Oh.
Ooh.
Hey, now, wait a second. You know what else? This is on the front.
The sales pitch.
Well, it's a bonus. I did not know this.
A bonus?
Oh,
yes.
What else is in there?
See this box?
Oh, wait. There's more.
It's a reusable box for storage or drawer organization.
Whoa.
I'm thinking maybe we just discard the items inside since they're so dangerous and just keep the box.
Get organized, eh?
This is what we have found in the WSGW lunchroom, ladies and gentlemen. You can play the home game. I'm sure that people in your own home sometimes have left items on their table or someplace that you've scratched your head wondering who brought this into the house and why. Well, this is what we're playing right now.